The name's Time. Mime Time. It's me again. They thought I was dead. Some said I escaped to North Korea. They thought I was in jail. Or worse, they thought I went back to college to finish my theology degree. But you can't kill me. I'm back, and better than ever. And harder. I cannot stop. I cannot give up. I need that momentum to break free. When a rocket is flying out towards the moon to escape the atmosphere, it doesn't pause halfway up the sky, does it? No, it keeps going. I'm in competition with the entire world. Everyone wants to escape. I cannot be lazy. I am the only person who can make this work, and I'm also the only person who can fuck this up.
You cannot stop. You cannot give up. You need that momentum to break free. When a rocket is flying out towards the moon to escape the atmosphere, it doesn't fucking pause halfway up the sky, does it? No, it keeps going. You're in competition with the entire world. Everyone wants to escape. You cannot be lazy. You are the only person who can make this work, and you're also the only person who can fuck this up.
You what, mate? You know what time it is?
You know what time it is? It's mime time.
Welcome back to another episode of Mime Time. This is a show where we talk about overcoming identity struggle to become the best versions of ourselves. Especially for millions of Asian diaspora worldwide. That means all my Asian brothers and sisters who grew up outside of Asia. You could be Korean American like me, or Chinese Canadian, or half black, half Japanese, whatever the hell you are. There's never been a better time in human history than now to be Asian diaspora. And the sooner we realize this, the sooner we can unlock our maximum inner potential to make the most maximum impact. Positive impact on this entire world. So, I've returned from a cheeky 5-month hiatus. The last episode I posted was on my birthday in July of this year, and I was celebrating 5,000 downloads, according to Buzzsprout, my podcast distributor. I just got an email last week saying Mime Time hit 6,000 total downloads. Doesn't include YouTube video hits. And again, I haven't posted in 5 months. I barely did any of my normal promotions. Each week, Buzzsprout sends me an email. Even though I haven't been actively promoting Mime Time, I still looked at it over the past months. 1 week, I got 7 downloads. Another week, 12. Another, 15. Another, 75? What? I didn't share it with anybody. What this means is I've gained the slightest bit of traction. That's so valuable. I can't give up on this. Just want to say thanks to all of you who've been listening up to this far. We hit 6,000. So now I guess the next goal is 7, 8, 10,000. And then after that, 60,000. So let's fucking go. Anyways, you might be wondering, so what's going on, Mime? Why haven't you been updating? Why haven't you been putting up new episodes? Let me tell you a story. Back in July, I flew on a private jet from Seoul to Jakarta for a cheeky 4-day business trip, and it blew my mind. My life hasn't been the same since. There are 2 airports for Seoul, Incheon Airport and Gimpo Airport. Gimpo International Airport was established in 1958. When Incheon Airport was established in 2001, all international flights were basically rerouted there, and that's how the whole world enters and leaves South Korea now. Except in 2016, the Seoul Gimpo Business Aviation Center was opened, the SGBAC. That's where the private jets come and go, and that's where I went. It's like a small domestic airport, 2 security officers checking your passports, 1 metal detector. Check-in and customs is a breeze. Normally, you want to get to an airport 2 to 3 hours before your departure if it's an international flight. But, I mean, if it's a private jet, you could show up like 10 minutes before the flight, literally.
generally 10 to 30 minutes. We were asked to come 30 minutes before the departure, but we showed up an hour ahead. So it was like 9 a.m. flight. We showed up at 8 and we just chilled in the lounge. Think about all the time and stress you save, right? Instead of waiting hours at the airport, get waiting lines and stuff, you just boop, go right through. So you go through and you board a shuttle from the building to take you out to the runway, where we got on a Bombardier Challenger 850 holding 14 passengers, two pilots, one attendant. It was a 6-hour flight to Jakarta, comfy chairs, nice spacious bathroom, champagne and whiskey, snacks on board. It's really cool. You know, of course, you can look all this stuff up, like what's it like to fly on a private jet? You could YouTube this or whatever. And it's really like getting on a bus. It's an air taxi, except it's in the fucking sky, mate. We landed at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Jakarta. I believe it was their domestic terminal. And see, private jets don't land and take off on the same runways as airliners do. VIP fast track, no airport queues, waiting in a VIP lounge with food and coffee while waiting for our passports to be processed and our luggage to be collected. We got into these black Toyota Alphards, spacious, dope VIP minivans, and rode to the Grand Hyatt Jakarta, located in the heart of the city, one of the nicest hotels I've ever been. And let me tell you, Jakarta blew my mind. It was like going to Bangkok for the first time. An intoxicatingly exotic metropolis of 10 million people. Elegant mosques, sophisticated government buildings, skyscrapers, shopping mall department stores in which I spent way too much time getting lost in. Delicious food, kind, warm people. I knew nothing about Indonesia. Indonesia is a G20 nation, GDP of 1.186 trillion USD. They have a population of 276 million people and 17,000 islands, rich in resources, history, and culture. They'll surpass 300 million people before the end of the decade. And by comparison, the USA's population is 330 million. Suits, hotel lobbies, black minivans, fancy restaurants, meals with movers and shakers of the nation, international conglomerates, billionaires, and dignitaries you've never even heard of. Whiskey and cigars, business cards, parting gifts. I've been learning Bahasa Indonesia since then. Halo, nama aku Maim, seneng bertemu denganmu. Aku suka kucing dan anjing. Hello, my name is Maim. Nice to meet you. I like dogs and cats. Cats and dogs. If you or anyone you know speaks Indonesian, please introduce me. I need friends to speak Indonesian with to improve my Bahasa. Anyways, you might be wondering, Maim, how did you end up going on the craziest, most lavish, and important business trip of your life? What happened is I got a new job. Now I work as an associate / executive assistant in corporate finance, which means I'm a nobody. I'm a slave. I'm a fucking finance guy. I work in finance. That's right. I've sold out and become just another cog in the global capitalist machine. Just kidding, I was already a slave to the system anyhow. I'm still a cog in the machine. And listen, just because I flew on a private jet once and I'm exploiting this opportunity to use it as content for my podcast and flex doesn't make me rich. I haven't, quote unquote, made it. I still got bills to pay, trust me. What's important, now I have more opportunity than ever. I was most certainly the most junior and the most unimportant person on that entire trip, and it was my greatest honor and privilege to join. I'm forever grateful to the person who brought me on board. Also, it wasn't our company that paid, but another party that sponsored the trip. And how I got this job is a story for another time. I can't begin to tell you how grateful and humbled I am to have been part of the trip. You know what I mean? I grew up in a small town in the smallest state in America, Rhode Island. I never thought I'd be flying on a private jet someday like that. So, you know, it's funny. Back in episode 36, titled What I'm Sacrificing for My Dreams, Past Dreams and Career Paths. You could check that out sometime. You know, I talk about like my career paths and the things I want to do with my life and how inevitably I want to, you know, come back to Mime Time. A brief recap. I basically talked about my life experiences and how it's led me to do Mime Time and the deep burning passion and purpose I have to do this podcast. I basically said, it doesn't matter if someone offers me a great job opportunity or some seemingly worthwhile endeavor comes up, I still need to devote my time to Mime Time and go all in on it, in a sense. If you follow Alex Hormozi or Sam Ovens, these big millionaire consulting business guys, you can check them out on YouTube. They talk about the dangers of shiny object syndrome or trying to do everything at once. what happens is that you end up going nowhere. If you have 10 points of energy in a day and you put 1 point here, 1 point there, 1 point there, you don't really make that much progress. You scatter your force and it's a trap. You know, you're like, oh, I want to do a podcast. And like, oh, I want to do a YouTube channel. And then, I mean, I'm doing both of those. But then you're like, oh, and like, I want to do these different jobs and I want to read these different books and I want to try e-commerce and then you go online marketing and then copywriting. You know, and what I mean is like, you don't really get anywhere because once you start going into something to be good at one thing, you realize it's hard and then you get distracted and do something else. So you don't really make progress anywhere. So I had that mindset at the time that it's stupid to fall for this trap of shiny object syndrome. I don't want to be doing a bunch of side hustles was how I thought at the time. Like, I just want to focus on one hustle, say Mime Time, and then later on copywriting to make money while I do my podcast. But I didn't want to turn down this opportunity, this new job that I got. This episode is just a continuation of that conversation. Life hasn't turned the way I expected. Amazing, right? I thought I was going to be a full-time, independent, kind of freelancing copywriter slash podcaster, but I'm working a full-time corporate job instead. You know, sometimes I realize I don't know shit. I think I want to do things this way. My mindset's a certain way. Oh, I don't want to fall into a trap doing tons of different things and then get burned out. So I've just been focusing on my job for the past several months. But now I realize that was just an excuse. I just need to take as much action as I can, and I can't be lazy. I can't make excuses. I can't let this go by a day longer. I can't wait for this job to make me rich. The most I can do is take as much action as possible every day towards the things that matter. Health, money, podcasts, and course correct while time managing. I know that if I take consistent action toward the right path with the right mindset day in and day out, there's no way I won't succeed. I have no choice but to do all these things, full-time job, copywriting and podcasting, and giving each the proper energy with professional focus and discipline. You know, I was working on this episode up until 4 or 5 a.m. last night. I got home after a long week of work and then a huishik, got home around 11:30, 12, you know, and then I just did some push-ups and I said, you know what, I need to put out this episode this week because I said that I would. So I stayed up really late working on it, and like I wanted to keep working, but I thought, you know what, I should probably rest. Pushing myself too hard is not going to help me later. So I only slept so much to get so much energy that I needed in order to continue working and, of course, take care of other responsibilities that I have today and for this weekend. It's Saturday now. Having said that, this job so far is perfect for me, and I love it. I'm learning so much every day. Every day, I'm getting closer to becoming a consummate professional. I'm just keeping my head down, sending emails, setting appointments, getting coffee, working on documents and presentations. I love this job and everyone I work with. I'm very invested. I'm giving it my all, and I want the company to succeed big time. Mind you, I'm a fucking college dropout. I'm not from a finance background at all. You know, I'm a party guy. I was a club promoter for 3 years pre-COVID. I threw parties and I worked different part-time job, freelance jobs for most of my 20s. It just goes to show you, when you're reliable and likable, it doesn't matter what your pedigree is. If you demonstrate a desire to learn and grow with an ability to adapt and focus consistently, then you are already ahead of the pack. You just have to put yourself out there until you meet the right people. You have to be putting yourself out there and working on yourself all the way along the way. You have to believe in yourself and take massive action. But while my job is going great, even if the company does do really, really well later on, I realize I can't depend on this job to make me really rich or quote unquote successful. It may not, but I can't wait for it. I can't just do my job and just hope that it works out and that I become rich and the company, you know, gives me a really big fat six-figure salary and bonuses and all these benefits. I can't just hope that that's what's going to happen later on. I hope it does. I want to do everything I can to make the company really successful so that, you know, I can say that, you know, I was part of it. And again, I'm doing everything for this job that I can, but I can't be waiting that it works out and not be doing something else outside of it. If I want to become super successful financially, I can never just wait for a job to save me. Nobody is coming to save me ever. I'm responsible for everything in my life. Nobody is ever going to care about me or help me really accomplish the things that I want, live the life that I want to live, or help me be the person I want to be, except for myself. Only I can care about myself as much as I can. Yeah. Even though I am extremely blessed to have amazing people in my life who I do believe genuinely care about me, nobody is going to get it but me. It's good to be hustling some skills on the side, whether you have a crappy job or even a good job that you love, just like me. Whether or not you love it, it's good to have skills and options and different sources of income. If you find a way to make money with skills that translate into helping your job even better, you become better at your job. And then it gives you more leverage, confidence, and more importantly, it'll make you more money and you can keep scaling it up and up until you become rich. Right? If your job goes under, or you know, you don't like working there anymore, or they fire you, or they're not treating you properly, you can just say, okay, well, at least I have something else that I have options, right? So that gives you security and confidence, and again, leverage, negotiating power. I have immense ambition. It's a raging hunger. I want it all. I want to be a multimillionaire, drive a supercar, fly in private jets, live in a balling-ass place, surrounded by beautiful women, eating delicious foods all the world, going on all sorts of wild adventures, amplified with wealth. More importantly, I want to help people. I want to take care of my tribe. I want to help others to realize their true potential. Getting rich is going to help me make that impact. I still got to be working on my hustle, executing on principles day in and day out. So, today's sponsor of Mime Time is me. Do you need good copywritten? Websites, emails, social media posts, all sorts of content. You want your customers, your fans, your audience to know how awesome your product, service, or cause is? They deserve to know how awesome your stuff is through clear copywriting. Don't waste time or money figuring it out yourself, unless you are a fellow copywriter, in which, you know, hit me up and we can learn from each other, help each other out. But you may be an expert in your field, or be a solid businessman or businesswoman. That doesn't mean you're the best at writing copy or writing in general, because nobody's good at everything. I can write it out all for you. I can write it all out for you. Hire me. My words will make you money. Why? Because I'm the best. I will figure out how to write you the best copy in the fastest amount of time. Nobody can beat me at my price point for this time, for this quality, with this impact. Shoot me a DM or email me at mime@mimetime.com and we'll get a consultation call set up right away so you can get good copy, so you can make more money quicker and sooner and make a bigger impact in your business or venture. Hey, if you're not satisfied, I'll send you your money back. My promise. Now, going back to the last point of this episode, this is the main Mime Time motif. I grew up with abysmally low self-confidence that I attribute to a lack of identity, being a third culture kid, a first-gen immigrant to America who didn't even speak his own mother tongue. I thought I'd never amount to anything, that I'd never be capable of even being competent or have any sort of ability, never have anything of value to offer in this world. I was always too dumb, too ugly, too stupid, too slow. I would spend my day-to-day moments in a nightmarish hell of self-loathing and depression. It was really agony. I can't even begin to imagine counting all the times I wish I wasn't born, or all the times I wanted to kill myself in my childhood up to my teens. If this sounds like you, if you can relate in any way, I'm telling you, you have value. You can make it. You can be a good, responsible person. You can learn to be capable of doing anything you set your mind to. I'm living proof of it. I'm accelerating my growth. I'm becoming harder, better, faster, stronger, smarter with each passing day. I have overcome mountains and still higher mountains to overcome. And I know that deep inside, I have everything it takes to make it happen. If this power is in me, I dare believe that is within you too, especially if you've had similar experiences. If you can understand what I'm saying, and if you can relate to my suffering, then you have the capacity for at least that degree of cognition, right? I believe if you have at least that ability to identify with the suffering, misery, and depression I went through, then in equal proportion, you also have the ability to identify with the healing, love, and joy that I have experienced and continue to experience. You have that ability to find it within yourself. If you had told me 10 years ago when I almost tried to kill myself that I would be one day living an amazing life in Korea and flying to some exotic Southeast Asian metropolis in a private jet, I would have said, fuck off, mate. I've tasted it. I want it. I'm going to go get it. In a few years, I'll be paying for my own private flights around the world. I said it, so I have to do it. You heard it here first on Mime Time, December 2022. I know I have what it takes. I believe you do too. I'm taking off. Let's go together. Let's take off together. Hard. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to all my Mime Timers. We're at over 6,000 downloads right now. Really means the world to me. And if you really like this episode, please share it with a friend because they might get something out of it. All right, fam. I'll be right back. This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard. Please fasten your seatbelts and enjoy the ride. We're about to go hard.